I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. This week, we learned that Iran has imprisoned Kian Tajbash. He is the fourth Iranian-American they've taken into custody in recent months. He works with the Open Society Institute, a think tank funded by George Soros that Iranian officials have accused of trying to undermine the government. President Bush spoke about these detentions at his press conference yesterday.
We've made it very clear to the Iranian government that the detention of good, decent American souls who were there to be beneficial citizens is not acceptable behavior.
Iran has leveled similar charges against Haleh Esfandiari. She directs the Middle East program at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. Esfandiari had been in Iran to visit her elderly mother when authorities stopped her from returning to the U.S. Early in May, Iranian officials imprisoned her and just this week charged her with acting against the state. On Thursday, the Senate passed a resolution calling for Iran to release Esfandiari and drop all charges. Joining us now is Carla Capel. She is the director of the Initiative for Inclusive Security. That group supports the participation of women in peace processes around the world. Welcome.
Thank you.
Also with us in our studio is Haleh Bakash, Esfandiari's daughter. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Haleh, how did you first hear of your mother's detention, and when was the last time you heard from her?
I last spoke to my mother on Sunday, May 6th. And on Tuesday, May 8th, I received a phone call from my father telling me that my mother had been taken to the notorious Evin prison in Tehran.
Is your father able to speak with her? Has he been able to speak with her directly?
Nobody at all has been able to see my mother since she was incarcerated. My 93-year-old grandmother tried 3 days in a row to visit my mother but was turned away at the prison gates. And the only news we've had from my mother have been very brief 5 or 10 second phone calls that she's been allowed to make to my grandmother.
Carla, what is your connection with Ms. Esfandiari's situation?
Well, Dr. Esfandiari was a colleague of mine when I was at the Wilson Center. She also is a close collaborator of the Initiative for Inclusive Security. We've worked with her on programs to assist Iraqi women in the transition. We have worked with her on other programs with Middle Eastern women, and she and I are friends. We have been involved for the last few weeks since her detention in sponsoring a website, www.freehaleh.org, which has gathered over 4,000 signatures to support her release and are asking the Iranian government to reverse their error.
If you would just briefly tell us, what is the nature of Dr. Esfandiari's work here and at the Woodrow Wilson Center?
At the Woodrow Wilson Center and here in the United States and around the world, Dr. Esfandiari really is a very important bridge builder and interlocutor for disparate voices about Middle East policy from throughout the region. She's an advocate for women's rights. She's an advocate for openness. She's really somebody who has championed the idea that you should bring all opinions and all views to the fore.
Hello. Your mother had made previous trips to Iran over the years.
Yes, she had.
Had she ever expressed any concern for her safety previously?
Never. My mother had been going back and forth to Iran since probably 1992. Primarily, these were private visits to visit her own mother. And she's a very cautious person. So had she thought for one moment that her life would be in jeopardy by going to Iran, she would not have gone.
Now, Haleh, I said that charges have been brought against her, but do we in fact even know if that is the case?
Actually, that's not entirely accurate. The government-controlled newspaper in Iran issued a statement of allegations about my mother, claiming that she works for an organization that's interested in a change of government in Iran. But there's no foundation to those allegations. And as Lee Hamilton, the director of the Wilson Center, said at a recent press conference, there's not a shred of evidence to support those allegations.
Do you have a theory about why she's being detained?
We really don't. I mean, she's an individual. She's a scholar. She had gone on a private visit to Iran. And our goal is just to have her be freed and brought home to us to see her family.
Do you have knowledge of the conditions in which she's being held?
We know from other people who've been incarcerated in Evin prison that conditions there are extremely harsh. It's probable that my mother is being kept in solitary confinement. It's also extremely likely that she's being interrogated for long hours every day. These interrogations are generally done by blindfolding the person. And the interrogations are harsh, psychologically brutal, and the purpose of them is to extract a false statement under duress.
How old is your mother, if
My
I may
mother
ask?
Is 67 years old. She's a grandmother of two. She's a fit and strong person, but at the same time, we worry a great deal about her health when she's under stress. Her arthritis acts up, and obviously she's been going through this for 5 months. So we're extremely concerned.
Carla, what about you? Do you have a theory about why Dr. Sfandiari is being held and the other scholars who've recently been detained?
I don't, and I would never claim to be an Iran expert, but I can say that someone like Hale is really emblematic of women peace builders around the world really working to build bridges, and that it's important, although unfortunate that this is a circumstance, that we recognize the important and critical work and role that they play, and dedicate ourselves to their release and to the correction of any errors in judgment by governments around the world.
Do you have any knowledge of the other individuals being held?
I do not. I mean, I know who they are from reading the media, but I don't know them.
The charges that are being discussed about Halle's mother, what are these kinds of charges generally leveled against scholars in Iran?
I know that they have been leveled in countries around the world against sometimes people who really are promoting free thought and free ideas. I know that one of the ironies that Lee Hamilton has seen in the situation is that in Washington, Hale is viewed as somebody who has always given voice also to pro-Iranian forces and their views, and that she really believes that everybody should have a voice and that there should be an open debate. And so I know that that's something that's important to her, that everybody should have that voice, and to think that she would do anything to undermine or eliminate the voice of the Iranian government and their perspectives is completely unfounded.
Well, obviously the timing of this raises questions, because now Iran is under scrutiny because many international observers believe that they're pursuing a nuclear weapons program in violation of international agreements. And is there some way in which you think these might be related?
I don't know. I don't understand the motives, particularly given the kind of person and the work that Hale has done. I couldn't draw that connection, but I wouldn't also presume to be an analyst of the situation and to understand that.
Can you tell us about the progress of the petition that you have started to secure her release? How is that going?
I think the petition is going very well. I mean, it's been posted for less than 2 weeks. It has over 4,000 signatures of people from around the world. I know that the Initiative for Inclusive Security has a network of women peacebuilders, over 500 women peacebuilders around the world. We've sent it out to our network and have seen signatures of women peacebuilders from Northern Ireland, from Iraq, from South Africa, from around the world have been signing this petition, I think, as an homage to their work and to the mobilization that comes when you see a sister, so to speak, who's under duress. So I'm very heartened by that. I think I just yesterday, it's a funny story, but I was at my son's soccer game and the mothers were coming over to me and saying, oh, can I send the petition to more people? I saw when you sent it to me, can I send it to more? And I said, absolutely. So I think there is growing attention to this, growing knowledge of it, and growing interest. I don't see that waning, and we're really working to bring as many voices as we possibly can to the fore around this agenda. It's not challenging. It's a matter of just getting out word about who Hale is and moving that word forward and moving it out more broadly.
Hale, you and your father, who is George Mason University Professor Shaul Bokash, also a very well-recognized scholar in his own right, you've been speaking out to keep your mother's detention in the public eye. Is that experience personally helpful, or do you find it draining to have to keep talking about it?
I would say it's neither draining. It's not at all draining. It's so important to us that the world know what has been happening to my mother. So the more people who know, the more we're able to talk about it, the happier we are. There's been a tremendous outpouring of support for my mother, both from her old friends and colleagues to people who haven't even known her, senators who've issued statements condemning her arrest and asking for her release. Madeleine Albright yesterday also issued a statement. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International and various academic organizations as well.
We just have about a minute left, but in the time we have left, you mentioned that there was the Senate resolution. All 16 women senators also signed a separate letter asking for Dr. Esfandiari's release. Is there anything else that Americans can do to be helpful here?
In addition to signing the petition, contacting the Iranian mission at the United Nations, I hope in general that other governments understand the importance, who have relations with Iran, are able to convey how bad this is for their reputation, and that they should end this by releasing my mother quickly and sending her home.
Hale Bakash is the daughter of Hale Esfandiari, one of the American scholars currently detained by the Iranian government. And Carla Capel is the director of the Initiative for Inclusive Security. They both joined me here in our studios. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
NPR has followed the story closely. For more of NPR's ongoing coverage of Iran and the Middle East and updates on the story of the detained Iranian Americans, please visit the website at npr.org.